Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Dementia and the increasing incidence of Alzheimer's disease has become more common, stealing the lives of the afflicted and also the lives of the caregivers. In fact, last week I had lunch, or dinner rather, with a friend whose grandmother has Alzheimer's disease, and it's just very distressing. I know this family, and to hear about how difficult this has become for everybody. The good news is that there is a lot that can be done to reduce the risk of these conditions developing. Diet is a very powerful tool, but there are also many things that can be done to, even for those who have advanced disease, and I'm not talking about reversing the disease like we can do with type 2 diabetes and some of the other foodborne illnesses, but just making life easier for the individuals who are afflicted and their caregivers. One example, the Finnish Alzheimer's disease exercise trial showed that exercise improved the health of confined Alzheimer's patients. The study included 210 patients living at home with a spouse who was serving as a primary caregiver. And the participants were assigned to either a group that included home-based exercise for an hour twice a week or a group-based exercise session during visits to daycare centers twice a week. The exercise was directed by a physiotherapist and lasted for a year, and then the results were compared to a control group that received customary Alzheimer's care. The compliance rate was high. It was higher in the home exercise group, 92.9%, and 78.6% in the group that exercised at daycare. All patients showed functional deterioration, which is not surprising during the year, but there was a big difference between the home exercise group and the control group in terms of functional independence. And this is meaningful, according to the researchers, because these patients need less help in just engaging in daily activity. Additionally, in both exercise groups, the incidence of falls was significantly lower than controls, and this is a big risk factor for people with dementia too. The researchers state that the reason why the home-based exercise was really successful was easier to do. It took place at home. Compliance was high. The protocol was long-term, and the therapists were trained to work with patients who had dementia. The limitations were that the participants were motivated volunteers. They were all Caucasians, and the study wasn't blinded. That really doesn't bother me too much in this case. I mean, even if we were dealing with people who were just only the motivated, we'd still be making life easier for the people around them. So I think the study is significant for a couple reasons. Exercise is very low-tech, it's not expensive, and anything that makes life better for these patients and their families is important and reduces the risk of falling, which often is what causes Alzheimer's patients to need to be confined to a nursing home. So, of course, the thing that you want to do if you're of sound mind listening to this message is make sure that you're not one of the people who ends up with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, but if you have a family member who's already crossed that line, hydration, diet, exercise can really make things a lot better even in that state. Well, that's all for now. Have a great day.